and Ali Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
You know, I was saying it's crazy because all these people aren't working. But let me tell you about Kim Kardashian hitting the $1 billion mark in her worth. I mean, I can't even listen to this. So we already know she's got a, well, maybe you didn't know. Kim Kardashian's got a makeup line. She talks about it all the time. It's the most boring crap I've ever watched on Instagram. That's why I had to unfollow her, because I was like, I can't watch you do makeup tutorials 19 times a day. Like, I just can't.
Maybe
okay?
A dumb question. Is that the Dash thing that they talk about, or is that something else that I'm thinking
Dash
about?
Dash is their clothing store.
Oh, okay.
And their clothing. Yeah, that was their clothing and stuff, which was a whole nother series on E! Riggs.
Oh, okay.
That was where we got to know a whole bunch of other people that are also famous now.
Okay.
But that's a side note, okay? So, no, Dash was, when they weren't famous, they had a store in California, a clothing store. They did a reality show. The store got bigger. They started building one in Miami and New York. You see what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
But to start, it was a little boutique in California, and nobody knew who they were.
But just so, clothes, no makeup. This was not
just
a makeup line.
Well, okay. Maybe. I don't know if there was makeup, but yeah, clothes for the most part. So, anyway, so Kim Kardashian has now gotten an investor to fork out $200 million to get a 20% stake in her business. What do you think of that? So she basically, she's already got her stuff, her fragrances, her makeup, her products. But now this company's coming in, Coty Inc., whatever that conglomerate is, and giving her $200 million. So think about this. It's like when you're on Shark Tank and they're like, we'll give you $200 million for a 20% stake in your company. And Kim said, yes.
I'll take the deal.
$200 million for 20%, I'd be in too.
Yeah.
You know what you could do with that?
Yeah, depending on stipulation.
And you still own 80.
Yeah.
I mean, come on,
you still
dude.
Have a majority ownership in the
Please.
Company. You're only giving up 20%,
Please.
And you're getting $200 million of injected cash, which she doesn't
That's
need that,
saying.
But she can
if
put it back into the company.
Well, somebody's investing that in you. They believe in you, okay? $200 million.
Let's not act like she's a brand that you have to, you're taking a risk on, exactly. This is
true.
Not like, this is like investing in McDonald's at this point. It's like,
you're
okay.
Right, actually.
Okay.
Or Coca-Cola.
Are we really
you're
taking
right.
a
okay,
risk?
Fine.
Are we really taking a risk
oh,
here?
No, they're
God,
not.
Who the hell cares?
Like him. Have you ever been to a farmer's market, Allie?
I try not to giggle, but it makes me think of being a kid and my mom dragging me as a kid, and I thought only old people did it. But yes, of course, I have been to numerous farmers markets, usually not out of choice.
I'll
keep it real, but I do appreciate them once in a while.
No, I see them all the time advertised, like farmers market this weekend, Saturday or Sunday.
Riggs, when I was a kid, we had one in the town I grew up in, in Southern Illinois, and every now and then on a Saturday, my mom would say, hey, let's run up to the farmer's market and grab some tomatoes or something,
because
it wasn't far. So that was actually fairly normal for my mom to go, let's go to the farmer's market and grab some produce this week.
Yes.
But do I venture out every weekend to them locally? No, not really.
Neither do I.
Honest.
Neither do I. But for some reason, I got a wild hair up my butt this weekend, and the wife and I went to one yesterday. We went to the Greenfield Farmers Market. It's in Conkle Park at like 43rd and Layton area.
Yeah.
And I went for one specific reason, to see one specific vendor. We ended up spending like 25, 30 minutes there. I went to get a pie.
Yeah.
I went to get pies from Mr. Dye's Pies.
You probably didn't realize how many different vendors you can find at a farmer's market,
no,
did you?
No.
It's like, there's all kinds of things. It's not just
not
produce
all. So,
anymore. It's like crafts and
in
this.
In fact,
and yeah.
There wasn't very much produce at all in this one. What I was, we were going there for produce and fruit, and I was like, we'll get some local fruit and vegetables, help out a local business, support some local vendors. First thing we see is Mr. Dye's Pies. He's right there. We get a couple, like a half pie, a half sweet potato pie. It was amazing. But then we start walking back down the line, and now we're like, oh, wow, there's beer here. There's a guy giving up beer samples. Oh, look over here. There's corn. There's a guy with like...
Well, I almost think they need to remarket farmers markets. Does
remarket the farmers
sense?
Markets, yeah.
Like, I don't think people, like as someone our age, like I view it as an old people thing, but you go to them and you're like, oh, this is interesting.
It's great.
There's a lot to do here. There's a lot to shop if it's done right. You
there
know?
Were a lot of middle-aged
so
people.
It's surprising.
It wasn't just older people. It was There were some older people there as well.
Of course it wasn't. There's tons of young people.
Yeah.
Go to Bayview on a Saturday. It's probably bumping with young people at a farmers market. I get it.
It was
not old people. I'm saying people that never go probably don't realize how many things they tend to have.
The worst part about the farmer's market is the peer pressure that you get if you stop by someone's booth. It's like,
you feed like, into that, huh?
It's like having the sample lady at Costco. You feel like you have to buy it. Like you'll roll up to like, oh, this is like what Mavra's olive oil.
You know why?
He's got all these olive oils and he's like, hey, do you like olive oil? Sure. And then you listen to this guy's spiel for 15 minutes about olive oil. Now his wife makes it in Kenosha. But then I feel guilty.
Because you now have an emotional connection to this guy. He has now talked to you. He's a human being.
Yeah.
So you're basically going, thank you for telling me about your business, but I have no intention of supporting
it. That's exactly
it
what I feel like
that's
saying.
That's what feels bad inside.
It does.
But trust me, they're business owners. They're used to people walking away and not buying anything. Like, I get it, your side. But you have to just go, it's not personal.
I know.
I appreciate you, but, and you know what? You may go back and buy something from that guy another day.
Yeah. We made a loop back and bought some olive oil. I was like, that was a really good story.
Oh,
let's
go
buy
some. Guilt.
Yes.
Oh, good.
And we like olive oil, but yes, out of guilt too.
Yeah.
Guilt too.
So, but that's what I mean. Olive oil. Who knew, right?
Who knew? You can get all this stuff at the farmer's market.
Gift. Go get some gifts. You can find gifts.
Let's make the farmer's market cool again. Remarket the farmer's market.
I think we're on to something, okay?
I think we should be. It's Kiss FM.
Get a water slide, ice cream stand.
Yes. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie, 6:54 on Monday. Today is Monday, if you're wondering. And this weekend is the 4th of July. So don't freak out.
I cannot. Riggs, I posted last night 1 year since I interviewed Lizzo at Summerfest.
I saw that.
And I started getting all the feels about last summer with the, you know, the 4th and Lizzo. And, oh, everything was happening. And here we are.
Driving around downtown. You know how sad it was to drive by Summerfest grounds and not have all the headache traffic. It was just, I missed it a little bit.
I missed the headache traffic. You're right, Riggs.
Yeah.
I too miss sitting in the parking lot for 4 hours after a concert gets out at midnight.
I miss a sketchy guy waving me in for $15 parking outside of the Summerfest grounds. Should I park here? I'm sure it's fine.
Somebody's here. Do you have an app?
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Miller Park says that they will be reopening to the public at least for the team store and the restaurant to be named later. I forgot they renamed the restaurant. The restaurant to be named later.
Oh, it's not Fridays anymore?
No, it's now.
And they haven't given it a name.
No, that's what it's called. The restaurant to be named later.
Wow.
It's a baseball
thing. Oh!
Because that's what happens in baseball with trades. Sometimes they will say, we'll give you this and a person to be named later. Meaning you'll get somebody else down the road.
The name of the restaurant at Miller Park, I need to say.
The restaurant.
What is it called again?
The restaurant to be named later. Opens on July 10th.
Okay, can I just call it that place at Miller Park that used to be Fridays? You people got too much of it. This is too much.
You're fine. It did replace the Fridays Front Row Grill back in March. It'll be open Tuesday through Sunday, and the team store is also going to be open, so you can go in and buy Brewers gear. It's a limited amount of people. The employees will be wearing masks. The fitting rooms aren't open, and no returns.
TJ Maxx can be open.
Yeah.
The Brewer store can be open.
Absolutely.
That's just kind of the way I look at it. Like, okay.
I just forgot the name.
How many people really go in there at one time when Miller Park's not open?
When it's not open,
you know what I'm saying? When there's no game kind of thing.
Right.
Like they totally get customers.
Absolutely.
But it's not packed like a game. So,
nope. So that'll be opening on July 10th. The restaurant to be named later. It's the actual name.
I hate it. In case no one picked up on it, Allie hated it, okay?
Allie doesn't like it.
What's new?
She's just going to call it Friday's Front Row forever, which is
I'm
fine.
I'm going to call it the restaurant in Miller Park that I don't remember the restaurant name late or something.
People still call it County Stadium. You're fine. You're in good company. People don't like change. It's Kiss FM.
True. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we haven't really seen any concerts, Riggs. Big concerts, obviously.
Drive-in
celebrities
concerts.
Drive-in concerts are a thing. In fact, it's funny that you mentioned drive-in concerts because a lot of people have drive-in concerts planned. To name a few, Brad Paisley.
Yeah. Garth Brooks did a big one.
Car. They actually have drive-in summer concert series set up through Live Nation, and they're doing them next month. So it's a thing to do drive-in concerts. They let like four people in per car. They have to social distance, but they do it.
Yeah.
Well, over the weekend, that wasn't really how this guy decided to roll, because I'm not even into country music, but I find this story interesting because everybody started going off on everybody, so I'm in. Chase Rice, who, you know, country singer.
Sure. Heard of him.
Posts a picture of him at a concert in Tennessee performing, and he's got all these people in the crowd, and they're smiling, and they're standing right on top of each other, and on top of no masks, right? So imagine this. He sends out the tweet, and he says, "We're back," with emoji wearing sunglasses. But the problem is, we're not back. In fact, America has just as many cases as we did in March. That's been spiking up, okay? So, whatever. But this is where it gets juicy, Riggs.
Okay.
As he posts it, it doesn't take long for other celebrities to start lighting him up. Forget about the regular folks like us and what they think. Let's talk about the celebs. So, Kelsey Ballerini, she comes out, and I can't believe she wrote this, dude. She wrote, in response to him, "Imagine being selfish enough to put thousands of people's health at risk, not to mention the potential ripple effect, and play a normal country concert right now. We all want and need to tour. We just care about our fans and their families enough to wait." And I was like, oh God, this is getting good, right? So that was her response to him on Twitter. He deletes it because celebrities started lighting him up for doing this concert with no real restrictions.
God. I'm looking at a couple pictures of the show. That's like a full-on show. No,
he literally deleted them because people were going nuts.
Yeah, these are some screen grabs. This isn't like this isn't a little club show. This is like looks like Summerfest, like a normal night of Summerfest.
It wasn't Summerfest level. This is what the venue said. The venue claims safety protocols were used. They had a reduced maximum capacity from 10,000 to 4,000, but they're also claiming less than 1,000 people showed up.
Okay. It's hard to tell. There's definitely a couple hundred people for sure in this picture, I can say.
As soon as you get to hundreds and thousands, you're really pushing it with Corona. I mean, that's when this is everything they're telling us. Small, 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 not big. So, like, when you do stuff like this, it's, like, stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he got lit up. He took all the pictures down and whatever. And they even said that guests were encouraged to spread out, but nobody's doing that at a concert. They're all up on the stage. You know?
This is getting
hard. So why doesn't he just do it like all the other people who are doing it, like Brad Paisley and all these people who have it set up through these companies where they have them outdoors set up, you know what I mean?
And now you're going to have people that say, well, there's hundreds of thousands of people protesting out in streets, but I've seen a majority of those people are wearing masks.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yes.
That I've seen. I mean, if you saw a couple hundred masked people in there, you'd be like, all right, at least they're trying. At least they're giving some effort, but all right. Okay.
Well, I mean, everything has changed. I mean, everything changes daily.
By the way, Chase Rice still has upcoming tour dates if you Google him.
He does. That's what I'm saying. He has like 10 more dates, and the internet's like going crazy. They're
Fort Worth in July 18th and Tinley Park, Chicago on August 27th. So it's true.
Well, do you know what I find kind of interesting is that they're claiming they had the capacity for 4,000 people, yet less than 1,000 showed up. It's kind of like how many people are actually coming out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Would you go to a concert right now? I'd want to know.
Seriously. Are you crazy?
Well, I'm asking people listening.
414. Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking me. No.
I know you wouldn't. 414-799-1037. You can text that number. I'm curious.
I would go to an outdoor one if it was like social distance. Yes.
Would you go to a concert right now? I'm curious.
Today? No. And that's why Summerfest is not happening.
Right.
There's a reason we're not at it right now, people.
I'm curious to know. 414-799-1037. I screwed up something pretty awesome for my brother, Allie. Not once, but twice. Twice I did this. Two times over the weekend.
I'm scared.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Do you remember when I told off my birth father maybe, I don't know, a couple years ago? Birth father.
Do I remember?
Yeah.
I was there for the whole party, brother.
Yeah. For those of you who may not remember, my birth father been in and out of my life, and I finally let him have it on the radio live with Allie right in the room, and it was fantastic.
It was great. It was so awkward and great all at the same time.
Part of the reason was because he had spread his seed and created more brothers for me, so I have technically half brothers.
He'd signed his rights away as your father. It wasn't even like he needed to. He chose to. So.
But he moved up to Wisconsin, Sheboygan, started started another family, abandoned that family, went and started another family. But the one that he left in Sheboygan, I have some brothers, some residual in Wisconsin. And my brother John.
Which is weird that you moved to Wisconsin as an adult and then meet your half brothers from your sperm donor. I mean, it's just the weirdest story, Riggs. So it's crazy.
So since I found this out, I've kind of started building a relationship with him now because I was like, cool, I've kind of got some.
The brother, not the dad.
Right. Thank you for clarifying that. Thank
the
you.
The brother, yes.
The dad's completely out of the picture. Gone. At least on my side. He still talked to my half brother.
He's around spreading seeds, unfortunately, but he's not around, right?
So my half brother, he's been saying how he wants to go skydiving for a while. Like he wanted to go. He's always wanted to do it. He's seen that I do it all the time. I go at Skydive Milwaukee down in East Troy. He was like, I want to go with you. Will you take my pictures and my video? Because that's what I do. I take pictures and video for people that go skydiving for the first time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pressure when you do this, Allie, because you only get one chance and somebody pays good money to do a skydive.
But
so if you don't get
skydive like people ride bikes.
I know.
You just
it's
get
like
jump. It's like nothing to you.
I know.
That's why I'm like, why are you under all this pressure? That's like going, Allie, get on the radio. Are you stressed? No.
Well, it's a little. You only get one chance to get that one shot, though, and people pay money for it, right? So when I'm doing like a regular, like a paid skydive, I was just doing this for my brother just to be nice. So
of
I thought
course.
The first time I would do it, I'll take his video. I'll go with my GoPro. And we get up in the airplane and everything's great.
Has your brother ever skydived before?
Never. Not once.
Oh, no.
Never.
Okay.
But
okay.
Even riding up, we met two girls. They were like Elise and Jillian were their names. And they recognized me and they go, wait a minute. Who's this guy? Is this your friend? And I go, he's my brother. They go,
oh, they must have.
Is he the one from the dad that you told off on the radio? And I went, yep, 100%. That's him. And they were like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like they recognized
and
him.
And he's single, right?
He is single. Yeah.
So he was probably like, hey, ladies, I'm Riggs' brother.
Yeah. There's some flirting going on there. We get in the airplane. We're riding up and we get ready to go, right? And we're getting ready to jump out of the airplane. And I climb out of the door and my brother's there and he's hanging out and he looks so excited. And we go through the whole skydive. I fly up to him in the air and I give him a high five and it's great. And then we land on the ground and I'm like, that was so awesome. It was incredible. Then we go and we pull the video off of the GoPro and I look at it and my camera was angled just low enough that he was completely out of frame the entire time. So there's nothing but like his leg in the entire video. That's all it is. Just a video of his leg for a minute.
Because where's the GoPro? Is it on
your
helmet?
My helmet. It's on my helmet.
Okay. So like it's on your, so you don't know what it's shooting.
But it's but it's angled down just enough. I thought I had it right, but it was just enough that he was out of frame. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh my God, this is the one time
so
he can
do
it.
Your half brother has just done his first skydive and he's probably like on that
weird
adrenaline high. And now you tell him he's got to go again. Are you kidding me?
I don't tell him that. He says that. He was like, you know what? I want to go again. Screw it. Let's go again. Let's go again. And
this
I was
is like when you get to the bottom of like a really crazy roller coaster or a giant water slide and you're like, let's go again.
And I let him use my friends and family discount. I get one per year. And if you go the same day, it's the same cheap price. So he got to go again for a cheaper price. So we do a second skydive, right?
Oh.
So I make sure the camera's angled up perfectly. I do some test shots on the ground. I'm like, everything's going to be great this time.
Oh,
awesome.
No.
Same process.
No.
We get in the plane. We go up. We jump. High fives in the air. Everything's great. We land. And I look at the GoPro and it says, memory card full.
So now you've done two skydives and he's never done in his life and you have no video
no
of it.
No video of it at all.
Because...
Yep.
The GoPro is not working.
Yep.
Wait, so then do you say we have to go a third time?
This time I said, I'm going to buy you this skydive. I'm going to do this when I took it off of my account.
How much does it cost? Okay, wait, how much does it cost? And like, pretend you don't have a discount. Like a regular, this is just, people are probably curious. What does
a
skydive cost?
A regular one at ours is like $179 in East Troy.
So it's like around $200.
Yeah, about $200.
So that's a lot if you are going on three trips because your brother keeps messing up the GoPro.
Now,
okay,
my friends
continue.
And family discount is $110, so it's cheaper than that. So I buy them the
I just wanted to know for everyone else who's probably curious right now about skydiving, they're probably like, how much does that cost?
So for the third one, we have three cameras set up. We have one on the instructor, we have two, one on his hand, I have two on my helmet, so we all go and we make sure that we get it the third time, and it was spectacular the third time. That was the charm. But to have somebody redo it twice, I mean, I can't imagine the pressure of like having like a wedding photographer or something like that that can only get it in that one moment. Like, you can't go and redo a wedding. At least you can go and redo a skydive.
Is you that can, why a lot of photographers, some of them have two? Or is it just, I always thought it was to get different shots. And now I'm starting to wonder if it's in case it's film both. Goes bad.
It's both. It's to get different shots and to work as a backup, because that can happen, man. That can happen. So my brother got three skydives on Saturday, and one of them for free because I paid for it. But we had fun though.
Yeah.
Thank God. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
That's crazy. Right? Don't call Riggs next time, people.
No, unless I have a new memory card.
This is not an endorsement for Riggs with a GoPro, okay? Not an ad.
It's happening. Moving to phase 4 in Milwaukee. On Wednesday. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's the phase 4 of reopening, basically, because Milwaukee was still, you had things pretty much at reduced sizes for the restaurants and bars, and some places were not open yet. But now phase 4, that goes into effect at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday, allows for 50% capacity in bars and restaurants and churches. 250 people can be inside at once, and other businesses.
250 is the number for inside.
250 for inside, and other businesses are allowed to open at 75% capacity. And people are encouraged to still practice social distancing, of course, hand washing, wearing face masks when you can. You can get these little neck buffs. They go around your neck, and you can pull them up over your face, and it's an instant face mask, and they're great.
That's awesome.
For when you're walking around, like when we were at the farmer's market yesterday. Mm-hmm. We could walk around when we were up close to somebody, pull up the mask.
Pull it up,
when
and
you're
then
talking
pull it
to people.
Down when you're not near people. That's smart.
It makes it so much
easier. Because you're outside,
Well,
and that's the kind of thing. You know, I had mine on at the grocery store, and you come out and you're like, okay, well, I'm not around anyone. So now that I'm outside loading my car,
it would be
reasonable to take it down. But then there was a guy loading his car so close to me, like next stall. And he was trying to talk to me because his wife, I think, was in the car and he needed somebody to talk to. It was literally like that.
What?
Like he had kids and a wife in the car, and he's like, my wife. He's like literally doing that thing where he needs someone to talk to. And
oh,
I was
doing
like, dude.
The small talk with the chick next to him? Yeah.
My wife will kill me. I'm like, dude, I don't care right now.
Yeah, sorry.
But I kept it on because he was super close.
Yeah.
You know, he was within 6 feet, but otherwise I would have done it without it. So.
We were out this weekend, Allie, on the east side. We went to the Kempton Journeyman Hotel. We went up to the rooftop bar, the Outsider, but we had to go inside to go up to the top. And I didn't think about this until we got in the lobby, and I was like, it's an elevator.
Inside.
I was like, oh boy, it's an elevator. What do we do on elevators?
Riggs,
what
do you want me to tell you about elevators? Because I have dealt with this, and I can't believe I forgot to talk about this on the air. When I had to go to therapy at the hospital, you have to get in the elevator.
Yeah.
We don't have to. I'm not climbing five flights, people. Okay,
right.
So I knew that I was getting in the elevator, but when you get faced with getting in an elevator with other people, especially in a hospital where people are there to, you know, get better, I had to face people getting in with me, and I stopped and I said, you guys go ahead. I'll take the next. No big deal.
Yeah.
And I have twice now said, you go ahead. I'll wait. And it's obvious why I'm waiting. And the lady at the hospital goes, do you need help? And I go, no, I'm just waiting for the next elevator. She goes, no problem. We got plenty of them.
Yeah.
Go for it. You know? Yeah. So I don't think you could get me in a space that small with somebody else right now. I don't think you could, Riggs.
My wife and I walk into the elevator. We push the number 9 to get ready. And as soon as the door starts to close, we hear, hold on a second. And this guy puts his hand in and comes in the elevator. We were like, okay.
Oh, no, that's a whole nother story where you're on different pages and the other people are, because people that aren't masking it up are oblivious to the ones who, like, you know what I mean? Like, they'll do that. Oh, we're coming. You're like, wait, you do you, but I'm over here social distancing if you don't mind.
Hold on. Yeah. So it all goes back to a little bit more normal, I guess. They're moving closer to normal. Phase 4 of
Milwaukee.
Well,
50% capacity is more.
Yes.
You know?
But still wash your hands. All right. Keep your distance in public.
And they have
still
said on the news
there
repeatedly, wear a mask when you go into groups or too close to people. That's not even a debate. No, it's not even a debate. The past week, it's been like drilled into our heads.
No, I'm saying coronavirus is still out there. I mean, whatever.
Oh, yes, that.
It didn't just magically disappear, right?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Nope.
Riggs, have you ever heard of the YouTuber Shane Dawson?
Shane Dawson, I have not, but I'm sure a lot of people have.
Okay.
These YouTube people are pretty famous in their own
right. He was one of the first most famous people on YouTube, basically. And now he was 19 when he started his YouTube channel. He's 31 now. Okay, so he's been around on YouTube for over 10 years.
I recognize his face now that I pulled him up on Google. Yes, I recognize his face, but no.
Yes. Yeah, so he's written books. You know, YouTube, you can actually become famous. He has best-selling books now. He's continued to have this channel. Well, he's doing a lot of apologizing these days, this guy, because all these videos and other things have resurfaced where he's doing things like using the N-word, which makes me want to cringe. I mean, it's all this kind of stuff he's done over the years. He had done a blackface thing, apologizing for all of this. Well, to put the cherry on top, apparently there was a video of him checking out a poster of Willow Smith. That would be Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's daughter, okay? Yeah. So Willow, there was a poster of her when she was 11 or something, and he's like, you know, to it. You know. I'm not going to say anything else, okay?
Oh, yes, like private.
She's 11. God. You get it. So anyway, the point was...
playing his own guitar.
Yeah, fine. Okay, great. Well, however, yes, that works if you want to say it that way. And so now Jada Pinkett Smith and Jaden Smith are going off, and Jaden's like, stop sexualizing my sister. You're nasty. That poster, she was 11. And you've got all these other things on your record that show you just are not right. Like, we got this and this and this and this and this. Like, it's time. You hate cancel culture? It's time to cancel this guy, okay? Like, it's too much all together.
Well, when somebody's been given multiple chances like this, and he's apparently apologized, but still acting like a douche canoe.
Well, he's continuing to apologize and say, I keep looking back on things in my past, but some of this stuff is like, I don't think I want you on YouTube.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I say when people don't learn their lessons and people continue to be hateful and just gross and disgusting and rude, then I think that's time to move on from
Cohen. Well, he did blackface a lot, too. Right. That was why people are like, you got to go.
There's so many things to watch out there that just don't watch him. Don't watch his stuff. You don't have to watch his stuff. Turn it off.
That's my thing. This is what he said. He said, I did a lot of blackface. I didn't look into the history of it and why it's so wrong and why people were so upset. I can't even imagine what it would like to be black and see this white bleeping guy do blackface.
Yeah.
He said, this is him. He said, at the whole internet at one time, I'm so sorry, but it's like, did you, I don't know.
There's millions of things to watch.
But
I don't have to watch
one of the most famous was the problem. So he's got a lot of influence. That's the problem.
Right.
You see here.
But if we tell people to stop watching him and watch something else, we don't like 5.6 billion views is what he had. That's insane.
Riggs, I said one of the biggest.
That's
he
huge.
Was one of the first and biggest. That's the only reason I'm saying it. We're not talking about a little peon on YouTube. We're talking about one of the biggest. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He's got two best-selling books. I mean, again, don't know Shane Dawson, but I know I want him canceled real quick.
Yeah, I don't want to meet him. I'm done with that guy. The virtual baby shower? And you have
the
virtual baby shower Prego lady right there with you, your nanny?
She's here with me, and she's going to pop any day now. She's walking funny.
She does.
She's waddling. She walks funny. She pants everywhere. Like, I'll be like, hey, Ella, my nanny, come up here. And she'll come upstairs, and she'll be like...
Can I ask her a question?
You can ask her a question.
Yeah. How many times, Ella, do you stop, put your hand on your hip, and lean forward and go, I just can't do this. Let's get out of me.
It's when I first get up is when it's the worst. And, like, the effort I put into getting up is more than I ever expected.
Yeah. Probably takes a lot more energy because you got two people getting up now, not just one.
Well, and it's like a basketball in the front of me, and this kid is big.
Yeah.
I have the giant baby.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a giant kid because your brothers are giant.
So how would...
Not giant. They're like average Wisconsin giant. You know what I mean? Like, not giant, they're big farmer dudes. Like,
Wisconsin boys.
They are Wisconsin boys, literally.
That's right. Wisconsin boys.
She's going to have a big kid.
Yeah.
But listen, we did the virtual shower, and obviously I brought my children to the... Which sounds so funny. We went to the shower, and she had it set up. How many people were at your house?
There are probably like 50.
Oh, in my house. Oh my God, 50! I was like, what?
No, on TV, there were 50.
Oh.
But in my house, it was literally just my immediate family. So my mom, brothers, my two nieces.
And a 15.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and then my...
You're pregnant, for crying out loud. You have to be careful. She has to quarantine for 2 weeks before they induce her.
Doctor's orders.
I don't know if you know this about pregnancy. ladies, because of obviously COVID. So she has to quarantine for 2 weeks before she
just
even
to be
has
safe.
It.
Yeah, that makes
just
sense.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My water won't break at your house. Hopefully that means.
Oh my gosh, I would die if her water broke here. But that's impressive that you had 50 people on this virtual shower. Quite frankly,
from all
and
over,
it's funny.
From all over Wisconsin or around the country. Like, were you
mostly
able,
Wisconsin?
Because I'm thinking you, one of the benefits.
She
of,
has family.
One of the benefits
else.
Of having a virtual shower, I would think, would be you can have more people attend because everybody can that has an internet connection could watch. From around
absolutely.
The country.
Absolutely.
Right?
But these are not people that wanted to have it virtually. They didn't have a choice because she's pregnant. Yeah. So they are party people. They would have preferred to have the party, Riggs.
Of course.
I know what you're saying. Now, keep in mind, Ella, I want you to know that my boys, I had to bribe them with popsicles and they would sit there and go, can we go now? You know how kids are at showers. And I would do that thing where I would get real close to them and I would make sure that it was muted, the Zoom call. And I would get in there, Riggs, and I go, you listen to me and you listen to me right now. Ella loves you more than anything. You're going to take 30 minutes and you're going to show some respect to somebody that loves you more than anything. Do you hear me? Like I would do the mom thing and then I would make sure. And then I'd be like, hey guys, unmute. You
yelling
know?
Through clenched teeth.
Literally.
Mom.
Because they can see you. Even if you're muted, they can see you. So I'm thinking, oh, geez. So Hudson at one point put his head down on the table. It was so cute. I'm like, stop. Put your head up. Put your head up.
Did you
everybody
finally,
can see you.
Did you get a gift? Because I know you waited till the last minute.
And you, yeah, and I got her. I did get her a gift. Uh-huh. I did get her a gift. And then I want her to tell you what, how she felt when it was all over. Because I found this the most fascinating. But I got her a gift. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes, no. Allie got me a gift. The gift was wonderful from a local shop in Milwaukee, which I just love their products. Allie's actually sporting them today, too.
I'm wearing one too.
She's
this
wearing
shirt says
one.
Milwaukee have, Mama shirt, yes.
Yep, I have the same shirt now. Maybe I'll bring the baby over and we'll match. But no, the biggest thing that cracked me up at the end of the day, so it was literally just our families.
Yeah.
But I looked at my husband, Dan, after the shower, and I was like, I'm exhausted. Because this is the most human interaction I've had in like 4 to 5 months. Like the biggest, and it was just our families.
And she's a social person, Riggs.
Yeah.
That's my point about how fascinated I was by this and what they're saying about our mental health and how it's starting to affect people being more isolated. She's pregnant. She's got it rough right now. You know
oh,
what
yeah,
I mean?
You're all over but the place.
For a social person.
But was it pressure for you to have to interact and catch up with all these people that you haven't seen in so long? I would bet.
Well, we kind of pulled the standard Zoom meeting millennial card of everybody's getting muted.
Yeah.
And if you, a couple of my mom's more intoxicated friends I know were unmuting themselves because we told everybody to drink for me on the Zoom call.
Of course.
But
of course.
So, of course, her one aunt unmuted themselves. And so I'm watching on my phone trying to see Ella opening. But now all I see on the screen is her aunt and everyone at her aunt's house because they've unmuted it. And that's cut. That's taking over the screen every time they. It was hysterical. I was like, God, I love Zoom. This is great. Then they got it back to Ella and we were fine. It was funny, man.
Well, and my family did a good job. Like my Colorado family, they got together in their social circle and like had a mini party. Yeah. So.
Oh, so they found a reason to have a party, which is great.
Yeah,
for them.
A little. Yeah. Everyone's kind of doing their own little thing
too. Where I said, if you don't sit here and watch this virtual baby shower as I'm spitting all over my nanny right now, sorry.
Well, if you've had to do stuff like this, virtual baby showers, virtual bachelorette parties, everything's virtual these days. How did it go for you? 414-799-1037. You can call or text, and we'll talk to you next. Hold on. So I want to know. I want to know. Peeing outside is what we were just talking about off the air. I'm just going to tell you right now. We were just talking about it with your kids, though. In general. And this fascinates me, Allie, because as a boy, I don't really remember when I was told that the world is basically your bathroom when you're a boy. Like, you can go anywhere you want to. Like, for girls, there's a little more of a process. Like, you have to be a little more private and you have to, like, kind of squat in some areas. But for guys, we can just have our business and go kind of wherever we want to and be very discreet. And have you had this conversation?
Yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
And this is why I peed all over my pants instead of inside of a Gatorade bottle at Miller Park because it's impossible as a woman.
It's hard.
It's so easy for you guys.
So easy for us. So how do you have this conversation with your boys about how it's okay to go out and outside? And where do you set those boundaries with them?
I have no problem with them peeing in the backyard. This is really funny because over the weekend, you know, we've been in the yard a lot.
Yeah.
And they had the sprinkler going and they're soaking wet. And all of a sudden, Hudson, the six-year-old, goes, I got to go potty. And I go, we just came out here.
Right.
And I go, drop your pants and pee in the yard. He goes, what? And I go, yeah, you heard me. And he goes, I can't. I go, only in the backyard.
Because you have a fence around your yard. Nobody can see back there.
I have a fenced backyard. Yeah. Correct. So I said, you are not to do that in the front yard or public, because true story, Riggs, when Owen, who's now eight, so 5 years ago, when Owen was three, I opened the front door of my house. We were going to get in the car. He was standing outside with his pants around his ankles, peeing in my front yard while cars were driving by.
While
by
cars
way.
Are
okay,
driving
I'm
by.
I'm not kidding you. And I just go, pull your pants up. What the hell?
What are you doing?
Because all I see is a little bear tush sitting there, a little, you know, a little kid tush. So anyway,
we didn't know
we haven't had that problem since. But now, I mean, it is easy. So Hudson walks over to the side of the yard and he starts peeing. And you know what he's doing when he's peeing? He's looking at his brother going, ha, ha, ha. They do the same thing. Like, what is it? Anything with, like, you know, tooting or going to the bathroom. It's like they have to make eye contact and laugh or something. I don't get it. It's so bizarre.
It is the lowest form of male humor, and it will eternally be funny, even when we're in our 50s and 60s.
Okay. I think at one point I turned to him and went, you're so immature. I know you're six.
You're calling your six-year-old immature?
Isn't that funny?
You're so immature. Yeah. Grow up. Grow up.
You don't understand how many moms probably do that same thing where you say grow up and you realize you're talking to a child and you can't. But yeah. So yes, I let my children pee in the backyard where we have a fence. And
which
I
think that's
like,
fine.
But
I think that's okay.
They're both boys. If I had a boy and a girl, it'd probably be different. You know what I mean?
Now, what happens if you're driving down the road? You're on a road trip, for say. Have you been on this situation before with your kids?
I tried to pull over uh-huh. and make him get out and do it. He wouldn't. I tried to make him pee in a bottle. He wouldn't. They go, we can't pee in bottles. I go, you're a dude. You should be basically clapping aloud that you can pee in a bottle. Women would kill for this.
Yeah.
The fact that you could drive down the road and not have to pull over if you really have... I was like, women can't do that, man.
Let them
and
know.
And we have to go...
how blessed they are with that outdoor plumbing.
They have no
plumbing.
Idea how men have no idea how lucky they are that they can just pee anywhere.
We are.
Okay?
Men, we're glad to have our outdoor plumbing.
No,
we're proud
remember,
of it, too.
Just remember, it's still illegal to do in public, okay?
Yes.
So,
you're talking about
ticket.
You're talking about in your backyard in a private fenced-in area, right? A Summerfest seems to be missing. It's also weird to not have any Brewer games in the summertime. It's just odd. Not having the Miller Park traffic. I was driving downtown yesterday, Allie, almost missing the Summerfest traffic. I was like, aw.
I know. For once, you wanted it back. I know.
I kind of miss it. Well, a part of Miller Park is returning. It'll return on July 10th. The Brewers team store, the fan shop, will be opening up with limited hours, of course, and social distancing. And you can't go in the fitting rooms, obviously. But, you know, people can still go in there.
I didn't realize that because I haven't gone, like, to buy clothes like that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I go to the grocery store, but I didn't realize you can't try on clothes. Like, it's a duh thing when you hear it. But
fitting rooms.
You don't think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. They're also opening up the restaurant, which replaced Friday's Front Row Grill back in March. They renamed it. It is now called A Restaurant to Be Named Later.
And when you told me this originally,
restaurant,
I thought you meant like they're going to name it eventually and they don't have one. And then you said, no, Allie, that's the literal name
of the restaurant, because this is a thing they do in baseball. When they make trades, they'll say, we'll make a trade for this player and another player to be named later. Meaning we'll make a trade later. We just don't know who we're going to trade you.
Okay.
That happens a lot in baseball. So because of that slogan,
I know you're trying to be witty. But, okay, sorry, go ahead.
It's memorable. You got to give it that.
I'm just going to call it the old Fridays. It's going to turn into the old Fridays. That's what's going to happen.
You know it. It's fine.
What's it called again? No, I'm not even kidding. What is it again?
Restaurant to be named later.
Yeah, like that just is a whole lot. And then when I'm drunk at Miller Park, it's a whole other lot.
Well, you also got to remember, it's losing its name next year. It's not going to be Miller Park anymore next year. It's going to be American Family. What was it? American Family Field? American Family Insurance that bought it now?
And so wait, but the restaurant will stay.
The restaurant will still be called Restaurant to Be Named Later. That will stay the same.
Right.
There's a lot of changes going on at Miller Park.
Okay.
I got to keep up with it.
I'm trying to be nice here. Can you tell?
I can, yes.
Old Fridays.
But it all opens up on July 10th, if you want to head out to Miller Park. Cool. To the restaurant to be named later or to the Brewers fan shop.
<Stop it. laughs>
But that's what it's called.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Fight. Who's fighting?
Oh, there's some fights going on. And for once, it's not the normal people. It's country stars, Riggs. The country people are fighting. I mean, I told you it's only a matter of time before everybody snaps.
Oh, man.
Normally, the country's all about being happy and loving
well,
it.
Well, sunshine, summertime, got a beer in my hand.
My wife left me, but here I am with a beer. No,
I got
not
my dog
this time.
In my truck. What? Who was it now?
So listen to this. This is wild. Okay, so I don't know if you saw this, but over the weekend, Chase Rice, country singer, decided to have a concert with, like, actual people. It just sounds so funny. Like, Summerfest was canceled because they have straight up said big gatherings, you're basically asking for it if you have them with too many people. Keep it small kind of stuff. We've been told this repeatedly for months. So he goes out and does a concert and tweets out a picture of the crowd and they're all close together, you know, in the front, no masks.
Yeah, he's got like a front row selfie with him and some fans in the front. Yeah.
And as it, like, what is it? All but like a few states have, every state has risen in the past week with cases.
Most
Nobody's
of them
gone
have.
Down.
More I'm than half.
Putting,
more than half, yeah.
Which is relevant to this story, okay?
Yeah.
So everyone's, all these case numbers are going up. Other states are cutting back restrictions again because they're having issues, like Florida or wherever. Well, he goes on and puts, we're back, as he's doing the show in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't take long till other country celebrities were pissed and were like, wait a second, because they're all at home, you know, trying to do the right thing and not have a concert with thousands of people. Well, he deleted it immediately because he started getting lit up.
You think?
It starts with Kelsey Ballerini. Here's what she said. Quote, imagine being selfish enough to put thousands of people's health at risk, not to mention the potential ripple effect, and play a normal country concert right now. She wrote, Chase Rice music, we all want and need to tour. We just care about our fans and their families enough to wait. Oh, yeah. Mic drop. So she sends that and then he deletes it. And then, but it was too late. Everybody had already seen he was doing a show. But I think what really made it the tone deaf is being like, we're back, as like every other state, you know, these states' cases are rising. It's like a little take, maybe not put that on Twitter, you dummy. Like, first of all. And so, of course, she wasn't the only one. Other people got on and started getting upset with him that he hadn't. And there are celebrities doing concerts safely. Let me say this to be fair.
There are
people, Brad Paisley, to just name a few. I had the whole list of them, but they have set up concerts through Live Nation where people can come in.
Brad Paisley,
per car.
Nelly, Garth Brooks is
like
doing
a drive-in concert. Yes, there's a whole bunch of them, and they're being organized safely.
Yeah,
that I get. Do it, fine. They have them, and so that was the other thing. People were like, "You couldn't even have done it correctly." You know what I mean? Because the venue had their staff. Had social distance signs or, you know, masks, but it didn't matter. Nobody cared at the concert. They were just like, screw it. So Chase Rice has a concert, tweets, we're back.
What if
the entire internet blows up and these celebs go nuts?
If he doesn't tweet, we're back, and he just does the show, and
he still would have gotten lit up.
Word gets
out. That just made it worse.
Yeah. You just think it just that made just it worse, made him, it him rubbing it in, going, like, okay, we're back. Because these other artists, these other country artists want to tour as well, I'm sure. They have fans that want to see them because they make money on touring. That's where you make a lot of your money in the music business now, is touring and merchandising. That's where you make a crap ton of money, is touring.
So they're losing out hard right now.
Big.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, you can tour, but at what price?
Uh-huh.
Or you can do it correctly, like Brad Paisley and Darius Rucker and these people who are doing it. With car fulls that pull in, and it's, you know. So, look.
Put it on our Facebook
page.
This
is the story.
I threw that out there. I said, would you go to a concert now, in this day and age, like today? And everybody, for the most part, it was like 70% no, and about 30%, yeah, of course I would. Or I'd go to local shows. I'd go to a small show. I'd go to a local show.
To me, would be up to be like under like.
Someone said, yes, I'd go, but I'd bring a taser for anyone who got too close to me. There would I go, Ashley. Way to go, Ashley. You got to rip off the Band-Aid. At at some point. Some point you got to. Going back to living your life, at least safely, right? It's 103.7 Kiss FM. What do they call it? Ripping off the Band-Aid?
Well, when I went out to my friend's lake house like a couple weeks ago with my kids, and there was like 10 of us probably. It was my first hangout with like 10 people, which was anxiety ridden for me, of course.
Sure.
And she's like, "You're ripping off the Band-Aid." I'm like, "Slow down, honey.
Yeah.
We're ripping it off slowly. Let me live."
Yeah, Allie's like peeling up the Band-Aid, and then you peek under that little white part to be like, "Is it still bleeding a little bit? I'm not sure."
And it is still bleeding, and I put it back.
And you put it back on.
And then I have half a Band-Aid on.
Right?
Yeah, no. So what happened with you and your wife, though?
Oh, well, I had ripped off my Band-Aid probably 3 weeks ago when I went to a gym. I thought that the gym, because that was like the, and I'm not talking about going to the grocery store, 414-799-1037. You can call or text. I'm not talking
to go
into like.
You're almost talking about a non-essential trip.
Right.
Like that's going what to you're talking
a
about.
Bar.
Like going to hang out with my friends at a lake house.
There you go. Maybe going to a restaurant or sitting outside on a patio. Mine was a couple weeks ago when I went to the gym. I went to the WAC and I was incredibly nervous about going back to the gym, but that's like my therapy. I enjoy going to the gym and working out. So I was curious to see how they did the distancing and the cleaning, and it's all done incredibly well.
That was a big Band-Aid for you.
That was a big Band-Aid. It's off, man. It's off.
Yeah.
And my wife hadn't gone out to a place until this weekend. We went out to not only the rooftop at the Journeyman Kempton Hotel. We went out to the Outsider, the little rooftop bar up there. But we also went to a patio. We had sushi on the river at the Screaming Tuna this weekend. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me and she went, you know what? I haven't been to any restaurants at all in months. Yeah. She was ripping off the Band-Aid. And she was like, it's so weird to be out again.
Yeah,
to see people out, moving about, living their lives.
And when you haven't been sitting there inside of a restaurant being waited on, it's got to be different after months out. Yeah.
But we didn't sit inside, but it's funny.
You know what I mean?
The patio.
Being served, I guess.
It's a funny thing.
Drive-through.
Yeah. But it's funny seeing the patio fill up first. And then people go inside. It's the way this restaurant.
Oh, so is that what they were doing? Yeah. They would say patio and less.
We were walking up and down the Riverwalk, and we noticed even like the Milwaukee Ale House and all those restaurants down there, like the Blue Bat is another one. All of the seating on the outside filled up first, and then there was like a wait, and then people were like, we'll wait for a table outside. So that was how we kind of ripped off the Band-Aid this weekend. So I was wondering what people did to rip off their Band-Aid. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. What did you do? What was it like? Maybe you ripped it off months ago. I don't know.
Well, there's some people who never stopped.
I mean,
we learned that on Facebook, just asking people, like, what are you doing? And some people are like, I never stopped. I'm like, never? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep.
So, yeah. So
414-799-1037. How did you rip off the Band-Aid? What did you do, huh? 799-414-799-1037. We can talk to you or you can text us at that same number. And we'll talk to you next on KISS. Oh, we've had the Band-Aid on for a couple months, and when you're ready to take it off, you just got to do it fast. Real quick. Real quick. Right away. Real quick.
That's what our parents told us. That was a lie.
Right? Or you can slowly peel the Band-Aid off a little bit like Allie did. And we were just talking off the air briefly.
Mine's not off, though. Mine's not complete. I'm still working from home. I'm not going to bars. Like, I'm not at the same level as a lot of people.
I know. But I'm just saying that the way we work, and we were saying off the air how the women seem to be staying in and the men seem to be going out more.
Fascinating to me because we didn't realize till we had three dudes on the phone and Riggs was like, they're all guys.
Now. One hung up.
Oh, one hung up. Yeah. I said, well, let's find out their side first. But when I think about it, it's true. I'm a woman. I'm being more cautious. My neighbors, the wife doesn't want to go out that much. He's going out like it's nobody's business. You and your wife, you were doing more. I said, this is why women were made to be mothers.
Yeah.
We are the ones that will protect and serve, baby. We will be so cautious.
Ryan
women
is,
are like, doo, doo,
Ryan
doo.
Is down in Racine. Ryan, what did you do to rip off the Band-Aid?
I really didn't have the Band-Aid. Like Allie was saying, my wife stays home and I go out and I do all the shopping and stuff.
Okay.
So she ripped off the Band-Aid this weekend and went to a wedding.
Oh,
my God. It's literally what we just said. Men and women. She hasn't done anything for months, and now she's doing it. Interesting.
Indoor, outdoor wedding?
It was supposed to be outdoor, but due to the storms, they had it indoors.
Okay.
She still went? Wow.
She still went.
How many people were at the wedding? Do you know? Did she say?
Well, I went to one previously up in northern Wisconsin, and she said there was less than 100 people at the one that she went to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if there's what the numbers are, like how many you can allow, right? I have no
it's
idea.
It's different by county, too, because like Milwaukee County will start allowing 250 people on Wednesday for gatherings, but it's different
in
other places.
The one I went to up north was weird because it was just immediate family that did the ceremony.
Okay.
And everyone else had to wait for the reception.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the ripping off the Band-Aid was with your wife doing a wedding over the weekend.
A wedding, basically. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Ryan,
she had fun. Thank God. Yeah. She got a little drunk. So she
You think? You think she needed to get drunk, honey?
Yeah.
Coming from another woman in the house.
Son taking care of him all this time. Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for calling this morning, man. We appreciate listening. We'll talk to you soon. Dimitri is in Waukesha. Dimitri, how did you rip off the Band-Aid?
Unfortunately, I didn't have to get a Band-Aid.
Okay.
With what I do for work, I was around people. I was technically an essential employee, so we didn't get the shutdown.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was around people all day, every day. But then I went to a graduation party this past weekend, 2 weekends ago, which was a large group of people. So if you want to consider that, then...
Yeah. You know.
How many is a large group, though? It's so specific nowadays. What's a large group?
It was a good 40 to 50 people.
All right.
Okay. Inside or outside?
It was definitely
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I was just curious. Yeah. Yeah. I feel for people like you because you don't have a choice. Like... I'm really lucky that I have a choice that it's like not a choice to have to go to work for a lot of people, whereas it's a choice to go to the gym. No offense, Riggs. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So
like, I feel for you in that sense, dude, where it's like you just had to deal with it and hope you're OK from the get go, you know, which. Yeah. But hey.
Thanks so much for calling, Dimitri. Appreciate you listening this morning.
Thank you guys.
Somebody else texted into 414-799-1037. They said, my fiance and I went to Mulligan's for dinner yesterday and ate inside. Everyone was outside on the patio except for us. I got a tattoo on Saturday and didn't want to sit outside. Why wouldn't you want to sit outside with a new tattoo? I don't understand. But, you know, to each their own.
It can't get sun or something?
I don't know. Probably. Something like that. So
you and I have no tattoos, and neither of us have any desire to get one, so you're asking the wrong people.
You really are. 103.7. Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie, 9:55. It's Monday. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Did we learn anything this morning on the show, Allie? What did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that you made your brother skydive three times.
Thrice, yes.
Three times.
Once due to camera operator error, because I was going to take his video as a memorable experience. So I didn't do that. Had to do it a second time. Memory card malfunction on a GoPro. Had to go a third time. But this is like telling you have to watch another episode of something that you really enjoy, Allie, because telling me I have to skydive three times, I'm like, oh, really? Boo-hoo. I actually enjoy doing this. So, but yeah, it worked out.
Fine.
I learned something about you this morning.
Oh, God,
what? Your nanny had her virtual baby shower over the weekend on Sunday, and the most difficult part was getting your kids to sit the hell down and shut the hell up during the whole
thing. Trying to get them to stare at a Zoom call for a baby shower. I mean, at least if we were there, they would have been eating snacks the whole time and cupcakes and like annoying people.
Hanging out with other kids.
It was actually better.
Doing something. No.
But I was doing the, you better sit here and show some respect. She loves you. This is for her. Like I was doing the whole like you, and I'm teeth clenched on mute so nobody can see me yelling. I'm just doing it with teeth clenched. Listen up.
Is she smiling?
Everybody can see us on Zoom.
Yelling at her children. Yelling at her children, most likely. Most likely.
Totally. And somebody, of course, on the call was like, is that Allie Faith? Because you know I have Allie Faith on my Zoom. And I'm like,
of course it is, yes.
And Elle's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, great. Now everyone can watch the mess that is my life for an hour on Zoom, everyone. Have at it.
World's okayest mom. Look at her go. Look at her go. Look at her go in her natural habitat. And you mind sitting around until like noon?
You
and
better sit there and be quiet.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.